you know, you've got real potential.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Understand, tonight is awful in here. Awful. No, no, it's already awful.
Chris Berman.
I saw this on the schedule. Jets during the Christmas holiday.
Dang.
I took four duh-duh-duhs at 6 o'clock knowing what this would be.
Favorite new tape.
You know what a duh-duh-duh is?
Duh-duh-duh.
It's Canadian aspirin with a little bit of codeine in it. You know, just enough to give you that pop. Two-two-twos. Duh-duh-duhs. I mean, you buy it over the counter up there. You can't hear. It's like $10 up there, but it's like $100 prescription here. So you put it in all the corners of your suitcase. Do you have anything to declare? Oh, no. Eh? Duh, duh, duh. You always hope to have one Blue Jay game a year. You go to the Canadian CVS. It's funny. You have those bottles, 250, you know, count of 222s? Yes, here they are. I'll take four of them. And they go, they always go, from the States, eh? Duh, duh, duh. You never take duh, duh, duhs? Just a little drop. Little 8% codeine, never hurt anybody. I know exactly what this night is. I've looked at this one for 6 weeks. We ready to go?
Thanks, Al.
Thanks, Al.
Wow.
Burn a it. Tradition unlike any other. The Don and Mike Show.
Right. Get high.
How about it, Chris Berman? During that last break, you might have heard. I have to mute my phone. I have the most quiet. I call it my Asian restaurant ring on that phone.
Heard that.
Where it's just like. My daughter called it back. So they had been. She'd been listening to part of the show on the internet, and that she went to Ethan, my grandson, and said, hey, Grandpa was talking about you today, and Grandpa was saying how you shouldn't say that stuff. And he said, Grandpa was talking about me? He said that? And she said, yeah. And then he said, is Grandpa going to get his mouth washed out with soap now? Because I think from his way of thinking, yeah. I just said, I got on the radio and said,
you said the bad word.
He's saying, so she had to say, you know, it was actually quite funny. She said, if you get a chance, just call me. So I called up during the break. She said, yeah, well, he thinks you said it. So all I had to do was just get on the phone and tell him that I didn't say it and that if you say it, you get your mouth washed out with soap.
Yeah. And she's communicating the fact that, you know, it's not a good thing that he's being mentioned on the radio today.
Not a good thing.
Not a confusing good signals when you're five.
Yeah.
If there's any, you know, even inkling in a five-year-old, that's a positive for being on the radio. Which,
right.
Well, I mean, when you look at the whole Paris Hilton culture,
yeah, absolutely.
You know, you got to be very careful, you know, about making somebody famous for bad behavior.
I'd love that. I love it. Ethan Hilton. That's his name. His first name is Ethan. I just give him the last name Hilton. I wouldn't mind if my grandson grew up to be a male Paris Hilton. I mean, he could be K-fed for all I care.
I think I'd be thrilled if my daughters married well. I think I'd be thrilled if they married up. Yeah. If they married, I'm not sure I'd want them to marry just for money because I'd rather
How
have them.
They,
what's that?
I mean, they're already at the top.
Thank you, Rob. Of
and
course
really,
they are.
And that's how you must look at it. You must look at it. And I learned this through both of my kids. Lower expectations. Right. If all I really, and I'm not raising the boy. He's my grandson, along with the other two kids. I got to trust my daughter, and I do. My daughter and her husband to do the best job they can. But at this point, given the way that everything is, if he turned out to be like K-fed, I would say job well done.
Well, you have no control over it, and you have to realize that. You have no control over your own son at a certain point. You do the best you can for the years that you do, and then there. And somebody told me this. A seasoned parent said to me one time, you know, I was talking about my daughters and when they grow up and the fact that I'm divorced and all this stuff. And the guy said, you know what? You do the very best that you can through through adulthood. And then, you know, they are the person that they become. And you do the very best you can. You can't really beat the crap out of yourself when you're parents. But what parents don't?
I simply have lowered my expectations.
Good.
And by doing that,
I'm constantly pleasantly surprised.
You've nailed it.
And don't now explain that to me, because that's an interesting concept.
I
lowering expectations all the time.
And I don't mean that literally, but I mean like with my grandson. And I'm making a joke here, yeah. But you know, if that's where he ended up being K-fed, mm-hmm. some poser like that. Well, all right. Better that than being the guy that called us that's going to jail because he didn't pay. What I mean is, and even with Bart at this point, as he's so close to getting out of college, so close to moving out to the West Coast and starting, I'm still convinced that at the last minute, he's going to come back and say, I got to go to college for a sixth year, even though I know it's not going to happen.
Right.
We've ordered the caps and the gown. We've got the invitations. He's got his life ready to move into order, but as long as I think he's not going to do it, I'm pleasantly surprised.
This is how I live my life, with expecting everything to be bad. And then when it turns good, then I'm pleasantly surprised.
Is that why I
embrace it.
Is that why you use the term naturally?
Naturally. Yeah, oh, absolutely.
That's
what I expected to happen.
Mr. Burbank, mm-hmm. your table is not ready, and I don't think it's going to be ready for another half.
Naturally.
Now, see, I don't feel that way in my entire life, but with things you can't control,
right.
And especially things like kids, where you care so goddamn much about them, and you think, did I do this or did I do that? Just generally speaking, if you lower the expectations every time, you're going to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you think, okay, well, the worst is, my God, he's going to be a meth head.
Yeah.
Well, hey, it could be worse.
He ended up being an alcoholic.
Can always be worse.
Bonus.
Mm-hmm. It's a better situation.
Bonus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or maybe he'll be a garbage guy. No, hold on. Nothing wrong with that. Maybe he'll be a stop slow guy.
Right.
There's always something up from that. There's always
okay.
a step up.
So, and you do it, and it modifies constantly, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You see where things are, and then you evaluate, and then you diminish your expectations. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a wonderful strategy.
And to an extent, I don't do it as much as Buzz does, but I do it with myself, as a matter of fact.
I do it, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wake up most days, and I expect for the sky to fall. And then after I get through a couple of hours, mm-hmm. and it looks like the day's going to be okay, I go, hey, you know what? Thanks, God. Things look all right today.
Exactly. Embrace it.
Can't say I'm with you guys. I wake up every morning thinking, you know, that I'm going to drive by that Mega Million sign and all of a sudden it's going to be the right ticket that I have in my pocket. And then, you know, usually by noon, the day is just turned to S.
See?
Just complete and utter crap.
Start negative. You'll never be disappointed.
Yeah. I wish I could. I really wish I could. No, I have the greatest luck, and I'm probably going to jinx it here, the greatest luck of any person in America. Perhaps the world.
In choosing radio partners?
No. No.
No.
I have.
No?
I have. Of course not.
Stop the presses, then.
Of course not. No, the finding parking spaces. I'm the greatest.
Lucky at that?
I swear to God. You can go to Tyson's Corner Center at Christmas time. I will pull in there, and the little old lady is three steps from the door, and she will have just pulled out. I don't wait. They happen. It's as though God is smiling on me.
Wow. Here's a good example. When I go to the mall, especially around the holidays, I think to myself going in, this could be 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. I'm never going to find a place. Mm-hmm. Then when I find a place after 10 minutes, I'm pleasantly surprised.
Joy.
Well, see, I could probably be disappointed because I always expect to get one in the front row. Uh-huh. I always expect that, and I've never been disappointed.
What is this, that's Rob? Amazing. You are a lucky man.
Thank you.
Is this the golden boy again?
Yeah. Okay. I'll pull in there, and I'll sit there, and the parking lot is absolutely full, and I'll look over, and Carl will say something like, oh, man, it is really jammed here. I said, don't worry. She said, why are you driving down this lane? And as soon as she says that, there's a car. Three in from the very first part of the row, pulling out, backing out.
Can the golden boy shine again?
Backing out, and backing out quickly.
The golden
boy. So
that
I don't even have to stop the tires from rolling. It's an amazing gift.
That
it's
is good,
gift,
Mike.
It's a gift that God has given me.
How can you do it?
Now, in every other aspect of life, put the L on the forehead. But as far as parking spaces, it's fantastic.
You can park.
Just always expect the worst.
Mm-hmm. I mean, look at here. Even at the building, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Anybody make that arrangement that it's going to be my space? That the employee of the month space is going to be mine?
It's open for you almost every
really?
Day.
Did anybody
you didn't
say,
get it
did
today.
Did I ever say, did I ever say,
you
huh?
didn't get it today.
Well, no, I didn't get it today, but I also got one that was, you know, one away from it.
But, you know, Mike didn't get here at his normal time at 11 a.m.
Yeah, that's right. I was late. I was late today. I was quite late today. It's magical.
It sure is.
That's that little piece of magic that I hang on to.
It's like, you know what? It's what I'm doing with American Idol right now as well. I'm lowering my expectations.
I'm with you on that one.
I'm saying the show is really, I know I've said it before, but it's sucking so bad. Like I said, unless someone has, like, unless that rocker chick has an emergency hysterectomy tonight, or unless somebody's pregnant and their water breaks tonight, or unless some kid barfs tonight, I don't know if they're going to keep me. They need a medical emergency to save that show.
I urge you to turn on the National Geographic Channel and join me in Taboos.
Oh, yeah.
Taboos on the National Geographic Channel.
I caught that.
Where you go, oh, did you see the grossest people? Last night was naked people celebrating their religion by taking off all of their clothes. And it was just the kind of people you'd expect.
Now, why don't you call me when something good like that is on TV?
Because would you like to know how much time I seriously logged with it? Probably 18 seconds. As soon as I saw that the man who was bathing himself totally naked with the other fat man bathing him.
I want to see that.
He was naked and he had one leg.
You must call me
with
those
time.
Emergency alerts, Mike.
Listen to the show title. I mean, that should tell you all you need to know. Taboos.
But so many times I get fooled and I get gypped on Discovery or National Geographic by the title.
If I called you and hipped you to that, you would have been punishing me today. What the hell did you make me watch?
I would be saying, I love you.
Uh-huh. The National Geographic channel.
You ever been like me? You've been fooled. You're watching it. It's like inside the body, the reproductive system. You go, yeah. And instead, you might as well be back in high school. Because you're looking at diagrams.
Of a Dodge Ram.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, for some reason on this Taboos, the religious people that were bathing themselves were doing so outside in the winter. And every time his friend would throw the bucket of water on him, he would go, ha, ha, ha. And then as he panned down, it's pixelated where his twig and berries are. Oh, and then, but they didn't pixelate the stump that you saw with his little stumpy leg.
Oh, wow. There.
That's good.
And then the last shot was there, you know, the cracks of their behinds.
Was it in high definition?
It was in high definition.
Oh, yeah. God.
And the cracks of their behind walking through the snow.
It'll be on again. Watch for Taboo.
Let's watch the UFO show last night. Uh-huh. UFOs. About the, you know, the military base in Britain where they saw the red light. That sucked. That sucked. You know, for these UFO shows, all you have to do is just get a bunch of people around a table going, and I really couldn't believe what I was seeing.
Hello.
I really couldn't believe my eyes.
I wish I would have known that there was something else on because we got done with American Idol, and I sat there, and Janet said, oh, leave it on this channel. I like this show. Whatever the Kelsey Grammer show is.
Oh, back to you.
You know, it's like I'm sitting there for 5 seconds. I go, ugh. She's like, oh, come on. The show's funny. And I wish that I would have had that in my back pocket.
Taboos.
If I could have said, honey. There's a show with fat, naked people bathing each other.
They were all men, too. I didn't see any women. I didn't stay with it long enough if the ladies were involved.
Even better, Mike.
I know. Much, much better.
Even better.
I figured a savvy remote control operator like you would be able to stumble upon Taboos.
No, last night I surrendered it to her, and she likes Back to You.
Mm-hmm. You know, they had Patricia Heaton on Regis this week and showed a clip from that show, and that's just...
Somebody give me a C.
Sitcommy.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody give me a C.
Sitcommy, and I mean S-I-T-C-O-M-M-Y.
Somebody give me a C.
S-I-T-C-U-N-N-Y. Sitcommy, that's what that show is.
Yeah, send it over to Russia. Patty Heaton.
Right.
You look marvelous after 15 children.
That'd be a great radio name. My name is Sid Cunny. Hi, everybody. It's the Sid Cunny Show.
Sid Cunny Show.
Oh, we've not started our brackets yet.
No.
Our Saturday Night Live brackets. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, shooting liver. How are you?
Hi there. What's happening?
Hey, doing good. Thank you. I heard a rumor, actually, from your station earlier this morning that there may be some pictures coming out of the chick with the Bride of Frankenstein here.
Is this about the old DUI?
No. Well, that's part of the deal. But also, there are apparently some nude pictures of her, and some websites are vying for them right now. So I would expect that will come out very soon.
You mean the girl with the Frankenstein hair?
Yes.
I already saw the thing about the DUI.
Why of all the women on American Idol is that the one we see naked? Yeah, that sucks.
And anyway, that's something they're used to. I'm telling you, we need a real showstopper tonight.
Mm-hmm.
We need, we need a body part to fall off tonight. We need someone's nose to fall off.
No, but you know what you're talking on a related subject, a body part to slip out.
Uh-huh. Oh,
that would rock on the results show.
Why? A wardrobe malfunction. Right. Yes.
Wouldn't that be exciting? Or, you know, she's like, oh, I'm so excited. Yeah, and she just shows her boobs.
Or Danny Noriega.
Danny Noriega.
Oh, look what's happened.
Danny Noriega is
like in the background. It's like, what's that sound?
No. Danny Noriega is like, how old is he to begin with?
He's 18, I think.
I bet he has. I bet he has the genitals of a 10-year-old. He just looks it.
We'll find out tonight.
We'll find.
It'll be a hit tonight. I think he's a she-male. I think if you
vagina
saw Danny Noriega, he probably has perfectly formed women's breasts.
All right. Well, when we come back, we'll start our Saturday Night Live brackets.
Very good.
The best Saturday Night Live cast of all time, and the worst Saturday Night Live cast of all time. If we vote on this, we can come up with the definitive winner by the end of today's show, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
With each of us, with all four of us doing this?
Yes, and we're all going to. Now, everybody's going to be voting. Is that how we're going to do it?
Yep, and right. It's majority rules.
Very good.
And tiebreakers will be broken by you and I.
Very good. Looking forward to it.
As always.
All right.
Kings of our castle. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.